I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Mammoth Hospital announced yesterday that Chief Executive Officer Tom Parker has informed the board of directors of his intention to retire later this year, effective October 2nd, 2026. Mr. Parker has served as CEO of Mammoth Hospital for the past 7 years, guiding the organization through a period of strategic growth, operational and financial stability, and continued commitment to high-quality patient care for the residents and guests of the Eastern Sierra. Last month, my wife Kristen and I spent a week with our family during the holiday season, which gave us the opportunity to reflect on how we want to spend our time and the shrinking number of years ahead, said Parker. As a result of those conversations, we decided that I will retire this year with the retirement date of October 2nd, 2026. Between now and then, I remain fully committed to advancing our strategic plans and my individual goals. I am committed to supporting a smooth transition to my successor and maintaining continuity for our patients, staff, and community partners. Leading Mammoth Hospital has been an honor and a privilege, says Parker. I'm deeply grateful to the board and to the dedicated clinicians, staff managers, and executives who deliver compassionate, technical, skilled, and highly satisfying care to our patients and community every day. Together, we have strengthened the hospital's long-term viability and its role as an indispensable health care provider for the region. According to Board Chair Lori Carlson, the Mammoth Hospital Board of Directors expresses its sincere appreciation for Tom's leadership and years of service and will work closely with him in the coming months to implement a thoughtful and comprehensive successful plan. Northern Inyo Healthcare District, strengthening care close to home, welcome our new pharmacy and updated infusion center. It'll be Thursday, January 22nd at 2:30 p.m. Join them. For more information, go to our website at sierrawave.net, or I'm sure you can go to nih.org as well. Once again, that'll be Thursday, January 22nd at 2:30 p.m. On January 16, 2026, the Mono County Residence Office served a search warrant at the residence in Colville, California. As a result of the investigation, Alicia Cortez Castaneda and Yucaro Jose Toledo Garcia were arrested on the following charges: grand theft, embezzlement, possession of stolen property, conspiracy, and accessory after the fact. Both individuals were booked into the Mono County Jail and are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. The Mono County Sheriff's Office is requesting assistance from the community. Anyone with information regarding these individuals or the investigation, contact Investigator Walston or Deputy Belcher at 760-932-7549. 100 Women Who Care Eastern Sierra has announced a date change for its upcoming quarterly giving meeting due to a scheduling conflict at the venue. The February meeting has been moved from February 3rd to February 4th. The meeting will be held at Whiskey Creek, which has graciously continued to provide the space. The meeting time remains the same as previously scheduled. We are very grateful to Whiskey Creek for their flexibility and ongoing support for our group, said Darlene Schwartz, organizer of 100 Women Who Care Eastern Sierra. While we apologize for any inconvenience this may cause in the change, we appreciate the understanding of our members and community. The February meeting will feature presentations from locally nominated nonprofits, followed by a collective vote to determine the recipient of this quarter's donation. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.